Hello everyone, welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. I'm Ron Berger. Today is July 1st, 2024. In this report, we'll take a look at what's coming up in the zodiac for July 2024. But before we begin, an important announcement. The weekly videos on this channel are available to people who donate to the channel. You are watching the once-a-month free public video. If you would like to have access to the upcoming month's weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. Thanks. The month starts out with Venus coming out of combustion. For most of the year, Venus is visible as the morning star before sunrise, or the evening star after sunset. But once or twice a year, Venus becomes so close to the sun that we can't see it. Its light gets burnt up by the glare of the sun, hence the term combust. When a planet is combust, its significations suffer. Venus is the planet of value. When we can't see Venus, true value is harder to determine. Venus is the planet of advice and guidance. When we can't see Venus, we are without guidance. Since Venus is one of the main benefic planets, Venus coming out of combustion is a good thing. Venus changes signs on July 6th, leaving sidereal Gemini and moving into sidereal Cancer. Cancer is the sign of the moon. The moon grows and shrinks in its light, and therefore its sign, Cancer, is inherently unstable. Venus's significations will likewise be unstable while the planet is transiting through Cancer. So, romance can be a bit up and down. But since Cancer is emotionally sensitive, Venus in this sign can be sympathetic. Since Venus is the planet of value and Cancer is emotional, the stock market will experience some gyrations. Venus remains in Cancer for the rest of July and will finally change signs on the last day of the month when it enters sidereal Leo, a much more stable sign than Cancer. Mercury moves fairly swiftly, normally taking 2.5 weeks to transit through a sign. 3 times a year, on average, Mercury enters a retrograde period, which keeps the planet in a sign for an extra long time. On July 19th, Mercury enters sidereal Leo. Mercury now begins to slow down in its progress in the zodiac because it will soon begin a retrograde period on August 4th. This will keep Mercury in Leo until August 21st, when, still in retrograde phase, it will back into sidereal Cancer. So Mercury will be in Leo for over a month. A retrograde planet is at its closest to the Earth, on the same side of the Sun as the Earth, and therefore extra bright in the heavens, and therefore extra strong for effects. Even before it goes retrograde, the planet is having stronger effects. Therefore, we can expect Mercury in Leo to have a more powerful than normal manifestation. Leo is the sign of royalty, the sign of kings and leaders. Mercury is the planet of ideas and reasons and making decisions. Leo is philosophical and deliberative. But Leo is also known for taking risks. Leo is Donald Trump's rising sign. The planet of communication will be transiting in the most personal part of his chart, making him more communicative. But notice that his natal Mars, the planet of combat, is placed in the early degrees of Leo. Mars plus Mercury means combative communication. So, the Donald will be even more belligerent than normal during this transit. And when Mercury goes retrograde in his ascendant, conjunct his natal Mars, things will really go off the rails. I'll have more on that in an August report. Mars changes signs on July 12th. The planet of action and force has been transiting in Aries, its own sign, for the last 6 weeks. Starting mid-July, Mars will be transiting in sidereal Taurus, where it will encounter two other planets, Uranus and Jupiter. As soon as Mars hits Taurus, it becomes conjunct Uranus. The exact conjunction is on July 15th at 2 degrees sidereal Taurus. This is a rather problematic combination. Mars is the planet of action, force, and conflict. Uranus is the planet of freedom, rebellion, and sudden, unexpected events. When these two planets combine energies, it produces a lot of excitement, and there's a high likelihood of sudden events, even violence. The events can come either from human activities or from Mother Nature. An interesting side note, the Mars-Uranus conjunction will be exact when the Republican convention takes place in Milwaukee. At the end of July, Mars starts approaching conjunction with Jupiter. The exact conjunction isn't until mid-August, but some of the effects will be noticed at the end of July. Mars and Jupiter tend to juice each other up. Mars, the planet of action, will be combining with Jupiter, the planet of optimism. Jupiter encourages Mars to act. At its worst, this can result in reckless action. And this is in Taurus, a sign very much concerned with material success and wealth. So, this could cause the stock market to jump around a lot. In a personal chart, the results of this Mars transit will depend on which sector of the chart contains the sign Taurus. For instance, here is Donald Trump's Vedic astrology chart. Taurus is his 10th house sign, the part of the chart that indicates actions in public. Starting July 12th, this Mars transit affects his 10th house, combining with transiting Uranus right away, and then gets a further boost when it starts to get near transiting Jupiter at the end of the month. Mr. Trump will be highly energized during July and August. The planet of action, combined with the rebellious energy of Uranus, and further encouraged by the optimism of Jupiter, will prompt him to be even more radical than usual. For President Biden's Scorpio rising chart, Taurus is the 7th house. A Mars transit adds energy to the person represented by the house in the natal chart. The 7th house represents one-on-one relationships, famously your spouse. For Joe Biden, that would be Jill Biden, who is actively participating in his re-election campaign. But another type of one-on-one relationship is the direct opponent, if you have one. For Mr. Biden, his 7th house direct opponent is obviously Mr. Trump. So, this Mars transit will contribute lots of combative energy to Mr. Biden's opponent, amplified by Mars combining with Uranus and later with Jupiter. The full moon in July occurs on July 21st at 5 degrees sidereal Capricorn. This full moon will be nearly exactly conjunct Pluto. Although Pluto is not part of the traditional Vedic astrology, modern astrologers, including this one, pay attention to it. Pluto is considered to have the energy of Shiva, the Hindu god of destruction. But Shiva's energy is not for wanton destruction. It's the energy of ending things so that something new can be born. So, Pluto is the energy of transformation, the energy of rebirth. Pluto is also considered to indicate generational change, in other words, big stuff. An event that has large-scale effects. Again, this can come from human activity or provided by Mother Nature. A full moon, conjunct a planet, energizes that planet for events. The July 21st full moon will energize Pluto, an indicator of some transformative event. Okay, so there's a brief look at planetary patterns for the month of July 2024, and here's a description of what's coming up in July's weekly videos. July 7th, Mars transiting in Taurus and the effects for your rising sign chart. July 14th, Mercury in Leo, a countdown to Mercury retrograde. July 21st, current transits and their effects on world events. And July 28th, a preview of planetary patterns for August 2024. You'll not want to miss out on all these great upcoming videos, so if you would like to have access to July's weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to the donation page. If $20 for a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link to each week's report will be sent to you via your email. Here's the link. Just click or touch the card, which will take you to the donation page. And if the card does not appear or doesn't work, you can find the link in the comment section below. Thank you, and until next week.